WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Back in hour number three of the program here on Friday morning. Fun Friday is just flying by. It's brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs on Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford, where you can try the baked bean topped hot dog. I give it a 10. Well, no. I give the baked bean topped hot dog an 8.5. I give the baked bean and bacon topped hot dog a 10. So try one of those or whatever else you like at Dee's Hot Dogs, including their special two hot dogs, a bag of chips and a can of soda for $5. Can't go wrong with that. And tell them that you love Fun Fridays and thank them for sponsoring it. We're going to go to the phones, but before I do that, let me just tell you the Fun Friday question, because later on in the hour, we're going to be giving away passes to Six Flags New England. And so the question today, and those tickets, by the way, are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. The Fun Friday question today is, what is your favorite amusement park ride? So we'll take those calls, plus whatever else is on your mind, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Ken. Billy Satfield.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind?
You know, I've been listening to the radio, and for the past couple of weeks, you know, there's a lot of talk about Trump and everything. I want to get to the local issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's get with the city council. Okay, let's talk about a few months ago, you had Brian Gomes on your program. Okay, and he went off about he got fired illegally and all this. He had leaned out as a lawyer and nothing happened and all that. And he wanted to come on your program. Say he wanted to come in.
On Chris's program, to be fair.
Okay, all right. Well, you're still the radio. Okay,
right. Yeah.
On the radio. And he made a big stink about he got fired. You also got to remember, he's a public safety chair. Okay? And he got fired for sexual harassment. That's what he got fired for. And he said he was going to come on a program and defend himself that he got fired illegally. He keeps talking about stuff, and he forgets what he has made comments on. So instead of listening about Trump and this and all that, it's good radio, don't get me wrong. But you had a city councilor that got fired for sexual harassment from a hospital. And you're trying to tell me nobody's looking into this? And he's a public safety guy? And he's the guy that, it's amazing. He's the one that set his mouth and said he's going to come on a program and defend himself.
Well, I don't know if Chris and him have had any conversations about that. I haven't asked Chris about that, but I can check with him today.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't understand. He's an elected official, you know, and he should hold to his word, because a lot of times, like I've been saying a lot of times, it's his keys that does the talking. His mouth knows better. So he made a statement to the people that he's supposed to be representing. Public safety guy in New Bedford, chair on city council, gets fired for sexual harassment, and nobody's looking into it. And he had George Leontel, one of the best lawyers in the city, to represent him. And you know, nobody finds that funny, do they?
Well, like I said, I'll check with Chris. I would think now that he's probably not going to have time to come on the radio to do that until after budget season, but I don't know if they have anything planned.
I understand that. No, I understand that. But it's the people, I mean, you got a hell of a show. I mean, you know, I understand the situations. But common sense, people, look into the city council. They're the ones that cause all the problems in the city. It's the city councilors. There's only a few of them. So that's all I want to say. I just want to remind people, because they have a tendency of forgetting.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, both available to you on the WBSM app. If you haven't downloaded the app already, go ahead and do that. I'll wait. Are you done? No? Okay, well, now you just have to do it on your own time. But it's super easy to do. Just go to your app store and download it, and then you can hear all of our programming, podcasts, breaking news alerts, live traffic and weather, all that brought to you by South Coast Towing. 508-996-0500. By the way, you can also call us directly from the app. So if you want to call in and you can't remember the phone number, you just hit the call us button and it will dial us directly here in the studio. So you can do everything you need to do right through the app. Let's take another call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. A little raspy voice today. I don't know. So I put the window partially open. So Tim, the app made me redo everything, re-enter everything. Why does it do that to me?
Well, it only does it to you, so I'm going to guess it's something with your phone.
I don't know why. My phone's fine. Everything else is working splendid.
I haven't heard about that from anybody else with the app. Nobody has had that happen, so it might be some sort of setting on your app, on your phone to not have it store the info. Maybe it's not saving the info. Maybe there's some sort of device protection on there that is keeping, you know what I mean? Like, so it's protecting your private information. It doesn't realize that you actually want that app to save your info.
I don't know, because my games keep that info, you know? So anyways, so does that mean that I'm just added? Like, does that, everything else doesn't count?
No, if you submitted entries already, they're submitted.
Okay.
You don't have to store them or anything. It's submitted every time you enter it.
Right. Okay. Well, just because I had to redo all that, I was like, oh no, does this mean I'm just starting the game today?
No.
And yeah, so I don't know. It was crazy because I did enter some words yesterday, and then it showed no word. So I don't know, but I'm not going to panic over it. It is what it is.
And I'm going to be completely honest with you. There's not much I can do to help you with it because we don't run the contest per se, you know,
right.
that's all built by our IT team. So any issues that you have, you'll have to use, there's a help option on the app. Just use that and let them know. They're going to be able to tell you exactly what's going on with it.
Yeah. Well, I resubmitted everything anyway, so. Like I said, whatever will be. I just had to ask about that. I heard about this new COVID 3 days ago, and I was talking to my girlfriend in Canada last night. Her daughter just had a baby, and they lived together. And I said, hey, you guys be really careful. She said, we didn't hear anything about it. And when the COVID first came, it was in Washington State. In Northern California, in that nursing home where all the people were dying. And then all of a sudden, it was like wildfire to the East Coast and this and that. So within 3 days, because I meant to bring it up yesterday to you, but within 3 days, here it is. It's all over the place again. And I hope Chris is really, really super careful. God knows, you know, he just definitely doesn't need that again. So I'm scared. I'm like going to just, I think, do outdoor events. I'm like, really? Listen, I lost my brother and my husband and my mom. Well, not my mom, but, you know, my mom from the nursing home. I loved taking care of her when she was in our house. But, you know, and I lost my stepdad. I lost so many people. I lost 8 people to it. So I'm really nervous. So everybody's got to just be careful about that. And it's so funny because Donald Trump's in the White House, and here it is. When we got it, he was in the White House.
Oh, don't start the conspiracy theories now. Just
no, but you know, it makes me wonder, what is Asia doing?
Just keep washing your hands, though. Everybody needs to keep washing their hands, not just for COVID strains, but for everything.
Always. Oh, yeah, always I do. I'm a fanatic about that. So, and the other thing I wanted to talk about was, Trump, yeah, so he pardoned 3 rappers, and I think that rapper was, the mother that a son got pardoned, was that the rapper?
No, that was a different guy.
Okay, well, so he's pardoned 3 rappers, too, so I think that's pretty hilarious. He's on a roll. And I wanted to say about the airport, I meant to say this, Brian asked me about how I felt about Cape Air coming, and I said, no, you know, I don't care, as long as I got good people that can read the radar. If you drive your car there and you're going to fly out, people should just take a cab because the rats might get in your car and eat your wires and everything. Imagine leaving your car there for a week.
I tried to book a flight for the first day they're going to be offering them, and it was all booked up. The rats all booked up the first date so they can get out of here, they said.
They're
like, we'll be sick in New Bedford by September, so we're gonna go to Boston after that.
And so my favorite ride, I love the Scrambler, I love the Whip, I love the Himalaya. Those basically like the same type of rides. And that first ride you talked about where you stand up, I used to love that. But yeah,
the Gravitron, yeah.
Yeah, that's like gone. Right?
Yeah, they don't really do it anymore. I think it would kind of look cheesy these days. It looked pretty cool and futuristic in the 80s, but now it would look kind of cheesy.
Yeah, I know, right? Kind of like silly just standing there. But no, I did. That was one of my favorite rides. And I look forward to Six Flags, that new roller coaster. I can't wait. The punk scene one.
Yeah, should be good.
Yeah. And so that's about it.
All right. I got a quick message for you before you wish everybody the Skeddy Roo of the weekend. DSY sent an app chat message and wanted me to tell you that it was him that called into Brian's show about the taxi story.
Oh, that was him?
Whatever that, yeah. So that's, there you go.
Yeah, wow. Well, you know what? Many blessings to you. I hope they find somebody cracks that case open and finds out who killed him. Sorry for that. DSY. So everybody just have a Skeddy Roo of a rat weekend.
All right. You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's take one more call here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I wonder if you know anything about the Cynthia Cream bill they're trying to push up in the State House to restrict car mileage, how many miles you can travel on your car.
I just know what I read from Barry's article on it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. This is all part of Agenda 2030, United Nations, carbon neutral. They want us to be either walking, riding your bike, or taking public transportation, either a bus or a train.
So wasn't that bill that she's proposing, wasn't that for state vehicles?
That's it. She wants to do it for everybody.
Well,
she doesn't want you to drive around in your car, but yet she has a second big home. She has these big homes, and she drives back and forth in her car, and she wants us not to drive around.
Oh, see, I'm just looking at Barry's article again. I misread it. I thought she was talking about, like, public service vehicles. I didn't realize she was talking about all vehicles.
She wants us to be walking to work or taking a bus or a train.
Well, I mean, I'd love to walk to work, but it's just too far.
Yeah, but where's our delegations stand on this? Our state delegations, the Cabrals, the Hendricks, and the other band of Democratic brothers. They opposed to her?
I'm going
to
guess that there's not a lot of support for this.
No, I hope not. I just thought maybe you knew more what that bill number was. I didn't get the bill number.
Let me see
maybe,
if it's...
Maybe Chris McCarthy can look into it.
The bill number is S-2246.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You as well. And, I must have misread that or just probably misremembered because I read 100 articles a day and all the facts in them don't always stick in my brain, but I thought it was proposed for, public service vehicles, not just for every vehicle, but yeah, it's got no chance. No chance at all. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned. Welcome back, and it is Friday, and I'm in love. You know what I'm in love with? Not doing laundry. I don't have to spend any time this weekend doing laundry because I'm just going to drop it off at Dash Laundromat in Dartmouth, One State Road, and coming soon, very soon, to the south end of New Bedford. And at Dash Laundry's never been this easy or this honest. No hidden fees, just transparent pricing start to finish. You can do a small load wash and dry for just $6.75. You can use the 80-pound washer if you've got a bigger family with a full dry cycle, only $16.50. And the best part is you don't have to stand there at the laundromat and do it and wait for it and do it. You can take part in their wash, dry, go program at just 70 cents a pound. You just drop it off. You can drop it off in the locker using the Dash Laundromat app, and then they wash dry it for you. And then they put it back into the locker, and you come back and you pick it up. Or if you want to have them wash dry and fold, you're still talking less money than it would cost you to sit there and do it. Well, here's the thing. How much value do you place on that time you're spending folding? Because you're not the one doing that anymore. That's my favorite part of it. I hate folding clothes. And now I don't have to. I pulled the shirt that I'm wearing today right out of the Dash Laundromat bag and threw it on this morning. Nice and ready to go. No wrinkles. Perfect every time. And that could be you. They have monthly service. They have delivery and pickup service. Dash Laundromat loves doing laundry because they know that you don't. So why not have them do it for you? Go to dashlaundromat.com to find out more or download the Speed Queen or Dash Laundromat apps and you'll get a 20% bonus on deposits over $10. At Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth, and coming soon to New Bedford on Rodney French Boulevard, right across from Kilburn Mill and the old Advance Auto Parts. Can't wait to get over there and see it all set up and ready to go. We're almost there. Jason's been updating things on social media. We're almost there. All right. I've got to give way to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom, and then we'll be back to talk more with you at 508-996-0500.
A new COVID strain has been found. Was there a cover-up about President Biden's health while he was in office? And an arrest made on a school bus in New Jersey.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Republicans want a select committee to investigate what they see as a cover-up involving aides to President Biden accused of hiding his health decline. California Democrat Ro Khanna says something his party has to address.
We should have pushed back against a lot of what we were hearing from the White House.
Five former aides to the president had a deadline of last night to comply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a new COVID-19 strain responsible for a large surge in China has now arrived in the U.S.
It's an Omicron variant known as NB181 and has been detected through airport screening programs for international travelers. The CDC says a handful of cases have been confirmed in New York, California, Rhode Island, Virginia, Ohio, Washington, and Hawaii. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Police in New Jersey say a school bus driver facing almost four dozen charges in connection with an incident in which he allegedly stood in the aisle of a speeding bus, leaving the steering wheel unattended. Police say 41-year-old Chow Lele Tien, charged with talking on his cell phone as he stood in the aisle of the speeding bus and endangered his passengers. The bus was traveling from Rhode Island to a private school in Lakewood, New Jersey, before it ran out of gas. Police found it on the side of the parkway and said nobody was hurt. Regular marijuana use linked to the early signs of cardiovascular disease. New research out of UC San Francisco finds that using THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, caused some disruptions in the inner lining of the blood vessels. That's whether the THC was smoked or ingested. The effect could lead to an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular death. A California man, the recipient of the world's first ever bladder transplant.
Doctors from Keck Medicine of USC and UCLA teamed up for this groundbreaking clinical trial surgery. It was performed earlier this month at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. 41-year-old Oscar Larenzar is both a kidney and bladder cancer survivor. Doctors say Larenzar is doing well 3 weeks after surgery. There are four more patients approved for the surgery in this two-year clinical trial. I'm Jim Roop.
A 1970s teenage heartthrob for some, preparing for the longest tour he's ever had in his life. Sean Cassidy announced a 50-city tour that begins in September. It kicks off in Nashville. While Cassidy was co-starring on the teen-oriented TV series the Hardy Boys' Nancy Drew Mysteries. His cover of Da Do Run Run topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 1 week in July of 1977. He also hit the top 10 that year with That's Rock and Roll and Hey Deanie. Cassidy says he never really toured because of the TV show. The tour hits 19 states, including two stops in New England, one in Waterville, Maine, and the other in Beverly, Massachusetts. A penthouse loft that became famous in the classic film Psycho can now be yours for a little over $2 million. The loft was built in 1930 on the roof of an 11-story high-rise in downtown Phoenix. It has two bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and a scenic view of the Phoenix skyline. Fans of Alfred Hitchcock will recognize the loft from the iconic opening scenes in the 1960 horror classic Psycho. A hiker is back from the dead, in a way, alive and well, after a frantic emergency call.
It happened over the holiday weekend in the Adirondacks when two New York hikers called and said they were lost and their friend had died on the trail. The first ranger to show up quickly found that the two were actually tripping on psychedelic mushrooms. Their friend also called the rangers and was found alive and uninjured. He had just gotten separated from his friends. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox taking on the Braves in Atlanta tonight. First pitch, 7:15.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast. Brought to you by C Street.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Hopefully you're having a good start to the day. Temperatures today relatively mild as we start out in the mid and upper 50s. And by the afternoon, we're going to be in the upper 60s and low 70s for your highs. I'll tell you what, the clouds stick around for the most part. They're pretty stubborn. Little peak of blue sky here and there, but expect more gray than anything else. I will say this, though, most of our Friday stays dry. We are looking at a couple of showers later in the afternoon and evening. Nothing too wild, but a couple drips and drops not out of the question. Keep that in mind if you have some dinner plans as we head out on Friday night. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, now it is time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And let's bring him on here. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing all right. How are things over at the shop after the Memorial Day extravaganza that was going on? I'm sure people are coming in all week long trying to get stuff and get around some of these raindrops to throw some good meat out on the grill.
Yeah, honestly, the rain was a good timing because it wasn't even that bad. So thankfully, a lot of people came in, got their meats, and that was it, man. A lot of happy people.
And now you're all restocked for this weekend for them to come back and do the same thing.
I never ran out, brother.
Yeah,
I always come in, I always got it.
So what do we got today that people can come in and grab?
Oh, man, I got tomahawks, I got ribeyes, I got sirloins, I got fillets, I got everything, bro. I got porterhouse, I got nice chicken breasts, I got chicken legs, I got chicken wings, I got chickens, I got everything.
Last night we were at the Plymouth Bay Winery. We were trying some of their, they have these sauces that they make with the wine, and I was telling them they've got to get this cherry smoke sauce and put it on the celebrity pork chops from the butcher shop.
Oh, you told me about that last time I talked to you.
And so they said, you know what? They said, next time you come by, you have to bring some by. So I said, I'm going to go by the butcher shop, get some celebrity pork chops, and bring them down to the winery.
Oh, that's cool, man.
And then I'll do the same thing. I'll bring you some of the sauce from the winery.
That's awesome. Thanks. I appreciate that. That's cool. I'll try anything once, but that's for sure.
And really, what's great about all the meat that you have there, too, is, you know, it has such great natural flavor. You don't have to put anything on the stuff that you get at the butcher shop.
Dude, honestly, no. Meat, you really don't need to put anything on meat, but people like to because you want a little bit of flavor, but not too much because you don't want to taste the flavor of the meat either. You know what I'm saying?
And variety. Variety, too. You know, that's, if you're gonna have steak 3 times a week, you might want to put a little something different on it each time.
Yeah, you're not wrong there, brother. You got 100%.
All right. And so this weekend, everybody can come on by, get all that great stuff. They can get their beer. They can get their wine. They can get cheese. They can get some of the stuff that you guys make. They can get some, it's a little bit of a rainy day, maybe some French meat pie.
Yeah, brother. My mother just made a big batch, too. Got French meat pies. They even got the little ones this week. It's been hard to get the small shells, but she finally got some. So
oh, nice.
She made them last night, and I got them today, brother. They're nice.
There you go. All right, what are you going to have this weekend?
Dude, honestly, last night I had French meat pie. It was bomb, dude. Today I'm going to have, I'm probably going to have a, I think I'm going to put some chicken on the grill, bro.
That sounds good to me. All right, well, you have a great weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, man, I'll talk to you later.
All right, that is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Stop on by, get yourself something delicious there, and you'll, listen, you'll really enjoy it, and then you'll say, why am I going anywhere else for this stuff? I'm just going to go to the Butcher Shop. My number here, 508-996-0500. Today is Fun Friday, and our Fun Friday question is, what is your favorite amusement park ride? You can answer at WBSM.com. On the WBSM app, rather, on app chat or the open line voicemails. You can answer on the video and the graphic that we posted on Facebook. Or you can call in, 508-996-0500. Why are we asking about that? Well, because we are giving away tickets today to Six Flags. Brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. So what we're going to do is we've got a page up at WBSM.com where you can enter in all your information. And I'm going to pick half of the pairs that I have to give away. I'm going to pick half of them from people that enter on the website. And then I'm going to save the other half at the end of the program here. I will take callers, not right now, but at the end of the program, because I've got to take your information down. So I'll wait and do that during the news. But we're going to take callers. I'm going to need your name and your email address. And then Casey will follow up with you probably early next week. But half of them will go to people who call in. So that way there, we're being fair. People get a chance to win them both through online, if that's easier for you, and for calling in if you don't have access to, you know, the computer. But you're going to need email to be able to sign for these, because these are coming to you, you know, the paperwork comes to you digitally now. So that'll be coming up at the end of the hour. Until then, 508-996-0500. But let me take a break right now, and we'll be back in a few moments. And I've got Friday on my mind because it's Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs on Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. And today's Fun Friday question is, what is your favorite amusement park ride? And we got an app chat message from Firefighter Anthony. He says, good morning, Mr. Weisberg and fellow WBSM listeners. Some of my favorite amusement park rides include roller coasters and haunted houses. One that comes to mind is the Rocky Point, the Corkscrew, because that was the only thing around at the time that would actually take you upside down. That was the first roller coaster I ever went on. That's me speaking, not Firefighter Anthony. But he also says, please be aware we are having a car seat safety check tomorrow, Saturday, May 31st, at Pinnacle Auto Sales at 1421 Cove Road. Fun 107 will be there. There'll be pizza, donuts, coffee, soda, water, while it lasts from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And he says, have a safe weekend from Firefighter Anthony. So a car seat safety check. Now, I know a lot of you are like, I know how to put a car seat in a car, but do you? Do you realize, you know, you can get it in the car and you can get it belted in, but do you realize that there's all these extra harnesses and ways to secure it even further? And that's why it's good to bring it by and have the professionals check it out. When my son was born, you know, the hospital insisted on coming out and checking the seat before they let you drive away. And then I thought I had it all set. And they're like, no, watch this now. And then you can put this through this part. I said, oh, that's even better. And so you might not realize all of it, because let's face it, who actually opens the box and reads directions, right? But that's why you can just go by. It'll only take a couple of minutes for them to check and show you, and you can enjoy some donuts and pizza and all that great stuff and have a good time. And that's what I love about all these safety programs that they put on with the fire department is, yeah, they want to teach you something, but they want to make it a fun thing for you to come out to as well. So it sounds like that'll be the case tomorrow. Again, that's happening tomorrow from 11 to 2 at Pinnacle Auto Sales, 1421 Cove Road in New Bedford. All right, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and get involved in the discussion in the final few moments that we have. And I think we've got, you know, a good mix of answers coming in about these rides. I got a couple more for the carousel. Roller coaster, obviously, is a popular one. But I think what's interesting about people's choices of rides is you kind of get a mindset of how much thrill they're willing to endure when it comes to some of these rides. You know, the carousel people, they're the very chill, relaxed people, like, and they're just happy to go around in a circle. They're just happy to sit there and enjoy the calliope music and, you know, have a nice time. Then you got the nuts like me that are like, I want to go as fast as I can. And then you've got the crazy people that say, I want to go as high as I can. I don't get those people at all. That's not me. But I'll endure it for the speed. So if I've got to go up a roller coaster to come down, I'll do that. But my biggest fear was always, as I said earlier, it's that part at the beginning that freaks me out. And my biggest fear was always getting stuck. And so I went on one at Canobie Lake Park a few years ago when it first opened up. It was my son's birthday and also Father's Day. And so we went, and it was called, it's called, I think, the Beast. And it was pneumatic. So you, and you go up at a 45 degree angle. So you're already, you've got your back to the ground when you get on this ride, and then they shoot you up with a pneumatic push, and then you go over and down the hill. And so I said, man, wouldn't it suck to get stuck on this? Because like your back's to the ground. And my son and I joked about it. Well, the next day we were watching the news, and the next day that happened. People got stuck on that halfway up. And so they're stuck, backs to the ground, looking straight up into the sky for, I think it was over an hour that they were stuck like that. It's not like a regular roller coaster where you can just get out and walk down the walkway. Like, you're stuck at this angle, you can't get out. So those people were stuck there until they could get it to move. Crazy. All right, we got a couple of calls here coming in, so let's get to those. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I was never good. I was never a big ride person. I used to like going to play the games and all that stuff at Lincoln Park. That must, and I liked the bumper cars. But I know which one Sketty was talking about. Roundup, I hated that. And on that one time, I got so sick. Oh, I was so sick. But I think years ago, there was an accident. A girl fell into the motor.
Oof.
A young girl, yeah, it was at Lincoln Park. It was years and years ago. It was... I wasn't there that day, but I used to go there because a lot of my friends used to work there at the clam cake counter and all that stuff. And
she fell into the motor in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't secure you; just stood up in that thing.
Oh, there wasn't there wasn't even a belt to go across your waist.
Nothing.
Wow.
No, there wasn't. I don't remember anything there. I don't know, but no, I got on there and I was waiting for that too, but I was already on there and I was like, oh my god. And it started going around and around. Oh, it made me so sick. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't wait to get off that.
I'm surprised. Really, I'm surprised that only one person died then.
Yeah, there was one. I think a couple had fallen in, but I'm not sure. Maybe there was a belt, but maybe she was just a small young girl. Maybe she shouldn't have been on there. I'm not sure, but I remember she did die. And they said it was at Lincoln Park in Dartmouth. It was years ago. That was a nice park, though. It really was.
Thank you for the call. Sad.
All right.
You have a good weekend.
Bye.
And we'll try and get all these calls in, but I do have one more break I got to take, so we're going to have to try to lightning round through them. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi.
Morning.
I'm a bubble bounce person.
That's a pretty fun one. I mean, do you like the really big ones like you have like at carnivals, or do you like the little ones you can rent and put in your backyard?
Oh, no. This was a ride. It would go... You were in a car, and it would go up and down, kind of not too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
No, I didn't. And you said bubble, what was it called?
Bubble bounce.
Yeah, see, I thought a bubble bounce was like a bounce house.
No. You sit down in the car, and they were red. I remember they were red. And it would go around, but it would also go up and down. Not crazy, kind of, you know, nice.
I'll have to look that up. Well, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Let's let's squeeze one more in before I got to take this break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, I forgot to tell you about my ride. Can I just say the ride?
Yes.
Okay. You remember, I don't know, a lot of people are going to remember, you got into a cage and you kept swinging the cage until it went all the way around up in the air and come back down. You remember those?
Oh, like the zipper?
Well, it's a cage, and you make it go back and forth until you get it swinging away. It goes all the way over, like a complete circle.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody remembers those?
I just remember that being like the zipper thing, where it's like a Ferris wheel that has those individual cages on it.
No, this is just
cages by themselves, and you just get in and you swing it back and forth till you make a complete. You know, like when you're on a swing, you want to swing right around the whole pole.
Yep. So this would allow you to do that.
It's cages. It just went back and forth.
See, I always thought if you swung around in a full circle like that, you'd turn inside out. That's what I was always told.
No, that's what I forgot to tell you, because you asked the question and I just went on with the other stuff. But see how many people remember those cages?
All right. Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. All right, I got to get this break in. We will tell you what. I know I got Laura on hold, but I'm going to leave her on the line, and then, you know what, I'll take the break, and we'll try to get it in. We'll try and get the calls out to have the people win the Six Flags tickets. We'll be right back.